Beastly Things, a Commissario Guido Brunetti novel by Donna Leon, narrated by David Colacci. For Fabio Moretti and Umberto Branchini. Va tacito e nascosto quando vido e di preda l'astuto cacciator. E chi è mal far disposto non brama che si veda l'inganno del suo cor. When intent on his prey, the clever hunter moves silently and hidden, and he who wants to do evil is not eager that the evil in his heart be seen. Giulio Cesare, Handel. Chapter 1. The man lay still as a piece of meat on a slab, as still as death itself. Though the room was cold, his only covering was a thin cotton sheet that left his head and neck free. From a distance, his chest rose inordinately high, as though some sort of support had been wedged under his back, running the length of it. If this white form were a snow-covered mountain ridge, and the viewer a tired hiker at the end of a long day, faced with the task of crossing it, the hiker would surely choose to walk along the entire length of the man to cross at the ankles and not the chest. The ascent was too high and too steep, and who knew what difficulties there would be descending the other side? From the side, the unnatural height of the chest was obvious. From above, if the hiker were now placed on a peak and could gaze down at the man, it was the neck that was conspicuous. The neck, or perhaps more accurately, the lack of one. In fact, his neck was a broad column.